David Zokaitis says the mayor of Sioux Falls has a big public speaking voice, and if he's elected, he will use his voice to get the city ready for the future. You're listening to SDPB's In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This week, we are spending time with each of the candidates for Sioux Falls mayor. Today, David Zokaitis. He's mostly known as a commenter at Sioux Falls City Council meetings. He says he has developed more than 200 PowerPoint presentations on issues that he finds urgent, and that has helped prepare him for this election. He stopped by SDPB's Kirby Family Studios in Sioux Falls to lay out his policy priorities.
The world is a little bit of a mess, and we can make it so much better. Okay, so that's it in a nutshell. We can improve Sioux Falls for the betterment of Sioux Falls in general, for everybody here, rich, poor, young, old, and we can really do that. And my yard sign puts this into a very small nutshell, and that nutshell includes two important phrases. They are protect democracy and love your neighbor. Mm-hmm. What a marvelous goal for the mayor of Sioux Falls.
So when we talk about you having a vision, casting a vision for the future of Sioux Falls, it involves those pillars, protecting democracy and loving your neighbor.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Being nice to people.
Day one, how does that show up in your office if citizens decide to make you their mayor?
Well, day one, I think what we need to do is work on a homeless shelter for all the wandering alcoholics around town. There's definitely a lot of trouble there. Homeless people make a lot of emergency calls. That's expensive. And it turns out to be cheaper to house the homeless than to ignore them. And it's really just the nice, compassionate human kind of thing to do. So right from the get-go, we need to figure out what's wrong with the existing homeless shelters and design a new one. We also need a nighttime shelter and a daytime shelter that includes addiction services, mental health services. Housing people is a really good start. I mean, nothing's going to happen if you're wandering the streets and lonely and cold and miserable. If you get a safe place to live, if you've got some food coming in, well, then you can start working on some of the underlying issues, whether they're job training or mental illness or addiction. And then, you know, a few years later, when you get all these problems resolved, well, then maybe you can reclaim your life and turn back into a normal, healthy, contributing member of society. But we need to make that long-term investment because homelessness and mental illness and addiction, they're all long-term problems. Right now, the city offers 3 days of detox at the Link. Well, okay, 3 days is really nice, but it's not 3 years. Mm. And 3 years is the kind of investment we need to be thinking about. And that's right. We're investing in these people. We're helping them. We're caring about them. We're just being nice to them.
What kind of team will you bring with you to help you implement some of your policies? What are you thinking?
The city already has a whole lot of good people. There's 1,500 people that work for the city. And I think that within the city staff, there's got to be a lot of good people who have researched these issues and understood them. And in any event, what I really want to do is to bring them along my path of discovery so that this becomes internalized and it's not just some guy on the top spouting some crazy ideas.
Yeah.
But when people understand where I'm coming from, and they understand the research and the science, well, oh, hey, this is the only logical approach. This is the only thing that makes any sense. Yeah. So I'm going to keep the people that we already have, but help them pursue some studies and do some research and go, oh, yeah, this is what we need to do. And if I have them, and that way, if I have some crazy ideas that are just wrong, which might happen, then they'll help me correct my ways of thinking too.
Yeah. So listening is important to you.
Oh, for sure, because I don't have to know everything.
Yeah.
Trying to know everything is just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can know a lot. I can have a lot of good plans, but I'm allowed to make a few mistakes along the way and be human. And that's why I need people who are not afraid to tell me, hey, boss, that's a really stupid idea. Here's a better one.
This is a city that's growing. What are the ways that you would like to see Sioux Falls grow from a business standpoint that would make a better city, that would protect democracy and include people who love their neighbors, your key policies? What does growth look like?
That's about 10 questions smashed into 2 sentences.
It is. Well identified. I will narrow it down. What does the growth of Sioux Falls look like in the future to you?
Growth. Well, we're going to need to do some more construction. Smithfield's Foods is moving out. The penitentiary is moving out. And it would be really nice to redesign city growth to be less car-centric and more people-centric. Yeah, you ought to be able to get out of your car and walk to the grocery store or maybe walk to work. And that's a whole different design paradigm. We've in the U.S., we've had car-centric designs for decades, about since the 50s. But if you go back a few hundred years, like to what they did in Europe, it's kind of everything all smashed together. It's compact development. It's mixed-use development. It's the integration of affordable housing and not houses, big fancy houses here and commerce over there and everything somewhere else. And we have to drive everywhere to get places. But we want to get some compact, mixed use, pedestrian friendly designs going, particularly where Smithfield's Foods is, because that way downtown will naturally grow into this expanded, you know, really modern friendly city. And if you can build a city that way, it naturally attracts new businesses and new people, because a beautiful city that's designed well is just very, very attractive. And people, oh, hey, I want to live here. And then pretty soon there's people and businesses coming and growing.
Yeah. How long have you lived in Sioux Falls?
I've been in the area since college, about 40 years ago. And went to the Twin Cities for about 5 years. Lived in Garrettson. But, yeah, it's been quite a long time.
What do you love about this city now? What's one of your favorite things?
Oh, it's a pretty town, and the people are really good to you.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere, anytime, and talk to people, and they're pretty cool. Yeah. I value that a lot. Oh, and the bike path is marvelous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where else can you find 22 miles going around the city and hardly any stop signs? Oh, it's beautiful. And there's nature here and there. It's really, really nice.
So in public radio, we have a lot of listeners from the rest of the state, people who cannot vote for you because they don't live in Sioux Falls, but whose lives will be impacted based on who the mayor of the city of Sioux Falls is. Talk to those people and tell them, if you are elected mayor, how David Zocaitis-led city will make their visits to Sioux Falls better.
Well, I actually want to work with the state on the Big Sioux River. We've got a lot of pollution problems with the Big Sioux River, largely due to agricultural runoff. And what I'm hoping I can convince the state to do is to change property tax laws so that farmers can afford more vegetated barriers along the Big Sioux River and more vegetated terraces on their hillsides to trap waterborne pollutants and to slow down water erosion and to clean up the Big Sioux River. And that's going to affect like the whole freaking state, because when the Big Sioux River is cleaner, we'll get more ecotourism. We'll get more hunters coming in, and everybody will, you know, just people just like that kind of stuff, and you'll get more boaters. And so that's a city plan that has a really far-reaching impact and might spread throughout South Dakota, which is a cool thing for a mayor of one town to be able to do. But if you're the mayor of Sioux Falls, well, then you give it this big public speaking voice, and people listen to you, and you can say, hey, it makes economic sense to reduce pollution in the Big Sioux River to pay for itself. Now, if I say that as some Joe Schmo on his street, it doesn't mean anything. But if I'm the mayor of Sioux Falls and say the same thing and have a few articles and some staff that support me, well, all of a sudden it might even happen. So that's a change that I would like to make that would really help Sioux Falls and South Dakota.
How clean is clean enough for the river? How do you measure success?
You can measure pollutants and particles per milliliter. You can measure chemical concentrations of nitrogen and phosphorus. You can measure E. coli bacteria concentrations. And the state has standards concerning all of this with regard to if it's safe to swim in or not. And right now, the Big Sioux is like, don't go swimming in here. Well, okay, it should be safe enough to swim in. I think every river and every lake and every stream should be safe enough to swim in. And if it's not, it shows that we're really not caring for our Mother Earth nearly well enough. And we're spending too much focus on making money, and it's really just kind of a disgusting way to live. We need to change. So, mm-hmm. yes, we need to nourish, we need to protect our home, we need to clean up the river and other sources of pollution. And there are standards that the city, that the state already has in place to determine how good is good enough.
Mayor Paul Ten Hinken told the press the other day that he's really proud that he, that Sioux Falls is united by and large, that there aren't the deep political divisions, and that being mayor of the city is not a political position. And it's important to not take sides on super controversial, like, political fights of the day. Do you agree with that?
I'm really glad that the mayoral race is a nonpartisan race. It helps to bridge barriers. And I'm happy to talk to anybody about anything. Really, anybody about anything. You got a question, a concern, I'll talk to you. But the idea of not taking sides in big national issues is sometimes a mistake. Drug control, for example, is a big national issue, and it's full of lies. People don't know that alcohol is the most dangerous recreational drug. I found a study in the Lancet, premier British medical journal, says alcohol is the most dangerous recreational drug. Not cocaine, not heroin, it's alcohol. Because when people get drunk, speed down the road, get a gun, nasty, nasty. Okay, so now if you're aware of that kind of science, well then, and you speak to the truth, then you're taking sides. Well, all right, but if you, as soon as you can do that, well, then you can say, oh, we've got a big problem with alcohol-fueled crime, and we can reduce that crime. We can keep people out of jail. We can keep everybody safe by launching a public safety campaign to inform people about the truth. And all of that requires taking sides. Mm. No kidding. The truth requires taking sides. Now, there might be some other issues that we can squeak our way out of, but I don't need to be afraid of the truth. I mean, I've got research and look at what's going on, and if the truth says here it is, hey, that's where it is.
Yeah. Tell listeners why you're qualified to be mayor and to implement some of these policies.
I have been studying local government for 8 years at a crazy deep level. I've got 200 PowerPoints out there about this, that, and the other thing. So if there's a question that we need a policy guidance on, I've probably already got the answer. 200 PowerPoints, that's a lot. I've looked at a lot of issues. And that's why I can talk so readily here and now. I've looked at that before. But having that vision is the key part of a mayor's job. You can allocate everything else. I mean, day-to-day operations, you can hire somebody for that. You can hire somebody to run your communications. But the vision of what needs to be done, that's my job. Ain't nobody else going to do that. And I've got that nailed. All those PowerPoints, on my website, the flyer that briefly talks about all these visions and goals and a few concrete policies to support them. Oh, it's unmatched. Here's a point on my flyer. It says, improve public safety with addiction treatment. Oh, well, there it is. In a nutshell, that's a powerful statement of what I plan to do that nobody else is really talking about. Yeah. And it's really, because I got a whole bunch of those, and they're everywhere. Yeah.
The Sioux Falls mayoral election is on Tuesday, June 2nd. It's a nonpartisan election. Early voting has begun. We're talking with all the mayoral candidates for the city, and you can find those conversations on our website, sdpb.org/inthemoment. That's our show for today. We hope that it served you. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.